Mammography, a specific type of imaging that uses a low-dose x-ray system for the examination of breasts to detect and diagnose breast disease.
The breast is composed of 15 to 20 lobes, lobules, alveoli, ducts, ampulla, and nipple. The primary goal of mammography is to detect breast cancer before it's palpable. The two major views, CC, cranial caudal, and medial lateral, ML.
The cranial caudal view and the medial lateral view are done here on the mammography x-ray unit. Composed of many intricate parts, this unit, through use of low-dose x-rays, is responsible for the images on mammograms. But before these views are taken and the exam begins, the patient must be properly prepped. This includes the removal of clothes, undergarments, and jewelry. The patient must also be free of deodorant, perfumes, and powders. With the patient prepped and extensive history taken, the procedure is ready to begin. To show us how a typical mammogram is done is Amanda Cifonte, mammography tech at Heart of Florida Hospital.
When the patient arrives, we put the film in the cassette, position for the cranial caudal view, that's the first view, compress the breast, the exposure comes from the tube, through the filter, through the compression device to the breast where there's a single motion film ready in the cassette.
Amanda then goes behind the protective lead glass and takes the exposure. After both views are shot, the procedure is done.